soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Peace. I am so grateful for everyone joined together in consciousness, so that this experience today may touch us all. We're going to start out with an announcement, and that is that we are going to go forward with the talks on the interpretation of the thunder of silence. One of Joel's books that he himself said would not fully be understood for years and years to come. There is so much depth to this book, and if you do not have it, well, actually, let's clarify that for a moment. There is so much depth to the consciousness that wrote this book, that spoke this book. A book, of course, of itself is nothing, but the consciousness behind it, that consciousness of the infinite way, is truly infinite. And if you do not have the book, you can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and get a copy that is used for very little price. And truly, this book has the words of eternal life in it. And so we're going to go forward with that, beginning in July, which starts a new year for these talks. And I want to take a moment to explain how we're going to do this. This is going to be a closed class. And in the infinite way, a closed class are for people that have been practicing these principles. And so we don't have to cover the basics. The basics such as what is meditation and the nature of God, the nature of prayer, the nature of error. We should all understand that by now. And so this is a closed class for students that have been practicing these principles for some time. And I have had 14 requests so far for people that want to participate in this class. And every one of them are people that have been applying these principles for, to my knowledge, at least for a year. And many, and several for many years. And this is how it is going to work. I am not going to post these talks publicly, because this is a closed class. I am going to send them out individually to those who have requested to be a part of this class. And if others, well, I believe that there are 3, 4, maybe 5 others that have not yet found out that they need to inform us if they want to be a part of this class. So as they realize that and want to join, then we're going to allow them. But I think there's not going to be much more than 17 or 18 people. And so these talks will be put up on the website, mysticalprinciples.com, but they will not be posted in any lists publicly. And as each talk is completed, I will see to it that it is sent to the people on this list. And we expect everyone that is on this list to work with these principles each week. And so we will begin at the beginning, at the introduction, and we will move through this book and take as long as it takes. In re-looking at the book myself, the first couple of chapters, there is so much in there, sometimes a paragraph can be a whole talk. And so I do not expect to read this and to review this and go into this in 4 or 5 talks. I expect this to take several months, if not the whole year. But we will play it by ear and we will see how it goes. And by the way, after this, you might already start to consider it. We are going to go into the revelation of St. John. At least that's what I've been told. But for now, this being June 25th, we are going to have our last talk of this year and start with The Thunder of Silence by Joel S. Goldsmith in July. And one final note, we are going to Texas for close to a week. And if time permits, I will try to make this talk and one other so that there's a final talk which someone can post for us while we're in Texas. That way there won't be any lapse for those that enjoy hearing these talks once a week. All right, enough of the announcements. Before we get started, let's all take a breath, let it out slowly, and become centered. Within us is the kingdom of heaven. Within us, within our consciousness, which is infinite, is that kingdom where God dwells. God dwells within our very own consciousness. And the man that is speaking these words is nothing. But the consciousness behind these words, the consciousness behind the book we were talking about, and the consciousness behind you is nothing short of infinite God itself. And so center yourself back, rest, as if you were floating in a sea of spirit. Rest back in your own inner consciousness and allow that consciousness to reveal itself. Something that occurred that came to me yesterday or the day before was really simple, and yet it seemed to me to be all-encompassing. And during a meditation I heard, "You say there are yet 4 months to the harvest, but I say, look again." And this I, of course, is God. God within you. you, the human being, the human mind, the human intelligence, say, well, there is 4 months to the harvest. It takes 1 week to get over this cold. It takes 2 or 3 weeks to get over this infection. And this particular problem can never be overcome until we leave this experience. It takes 6 months to a year to build up my finances again. It's going to take a long time to overcome my mistakes. It takes years to overcome my early conditioning. It's going to take a long time to patch up this relationship. Oh, we will never learn how to get along. Do you see? The human mind has everything in a space and time continuum. The human mind says there are yet 4 months before any good thing can happen. But I within you, I, your Christ consciousness, say unto you, look again. Look again. And when I say look again, and you look again, there is fulfillment, peace, harmony, joy, grace, living your life for you. When I say I will restore the lost ears of the locusts, I do not mean in 4 months. I mean now. Right now. And as I contemplated that scripture, it began to become clear to me something marvelous, something wonderful, something fantastic. We are all familiar with the words, in Him we live and move and have our being. But we might read those words and think how beautiful they are, and the minute we put down our book and go out into the world, we experience a world of good and evil, and mostly evil. And there's such a long time to make those things right. It's going to take a while. Well, but I say, look again. There is an experience that comes to us in our withinness where the eye of our being, that Christ consciousness, says, look again. And this is spiritual healing. And this is what we need to experience. Not the 4 months of patching up a problem and trying to make it walk upright. We need the experience of look again. And so the question is, how do we have that experience? You say there are yet 4 months to the harvest, and I say look again. Did it ever occur to you, as it did to me in this meditation, that God is telling us, now this is God, I don't know what authority we are looking for, but this is God itself saying to us, look again. God itself is telling us, you live and move and have your being in me, and I am perfect. I am perfect harmony, perfect peace and ease, perfect supply. We are living in the presence of God, and God is living in the center of us. God and I are one. God and you are one. But we are not conscious of that oneness. And so when we look at the world, when we look at our life, we see through a glass darkly. We see through the mind. These pictures in the mind, these concepts which tell us there are yet 4 months to the harvest, which tell us that it takes time. We were told something about this mind. We were told that it lies, and that it is the father of lies. The mind sees its interpretation of the living presence of God. Some of you have had spiritual experiences which have revealed to you the truth that all that is God. That you really do live and move and have your being in the presence of God. And I too have had that awakening, in which I realized that God is inside of every one and everything. That God is inside of me, and I am inside of God. And we are one, one presence, God. Yet this mind, when it is an instrument for the belief in good and evil, looks out at that perfect presence and does not see it, is not aware of it. It is only aware of its interpretations, which, of course, are misinterpretations. The mind, when it entertains the belief in good and evil, looks at the perfect presence of God and sees good and evil there. And now this principle, which I am going to give you, is extremely important because in it lies your freedom. The pictures that the mind is seeing of good and evil are not out there. Why? Because in God's presence you live and move and have your being. And so the problem is not out there. No need anymore to believe that you need to go out there and change something. No need anymore to accept the idea that, well, it's going to take time to effect a change out there. I'm going to have to get people to agree on this, on such and so. I'm going to have to apply this medicine for 4 months. I'm going to have to begin to beat the bushes for employment. I'm going to have to, well, anything out there. When Joel tells us that a problem cannot be met on the level of the problem, this is what he means. We cannot go out there, outside of our being, in order to fix a problem, in order to repair a life, because there is no such life. That is a misinterpretation of the perfect presence of God. So let us not go out there anymore to fix our problems. Let us take the suggestion of Joel and go within. He says every problem of life must be met within our consciousness. Why? Because what we need is a change of consciousness. Put up your sword. Stop fighting. Let us not go out there to solve the problem anymore. The minute we see that we are being tempted by the belief that there's something evil out there that we need to change, or even by the belief that there's something good out there that we have to pursue and go after, the minute we become aware of that, let us stop and say, wait a minute, no, that was the old way of living. Now I'm going to live a spiritual way of life, and I'm going to meet that within my consciousness. Here in my consciousness is the problem. Oh, it is appearing to me today as an evil or a bad experience, or it is appearing to me today as a good, well, a good-looking woman or a good-looking man or someone that's wealthy with millions of dollars. It's appearing as a beautiful-looking house. It's appearing as good or evil, good or bad. And so, let us take the inner way. From now on, when you catch yourself doing that, stop yourself. Get by yourself somewhere, even if you have to excuse yourself and go into the ladies' room or the men's room. Get by yourself long enough to remind yourself, okay, buddy, I'm not going to be fooled by that picture. Okay, lassie, I'm not going to be fooled by that. No, I'm going to come within my consciousness here. Here is the problem. The mind and its belief in two. Now, I've been told that, well, I've been told by God itself that the presence of God is what I live in. The presence of God is all that is here. But I am not consciously aware of that. I am seeing these pictures in the mind. But now I know where this must be met, right here within myself. Now what am I going to do about these pictures in the mind? Because it is these pictures in the mind that are clouding over the real presence which is there. So what am I going to do about this glass darkly? How can I get rid of this? It seems so very real. There's a little pain, or there's a lack, or there's a sorrow, or there's maybe a despair, or a fear, or a feeling of grudge, a little anger. What am I going to do with it? At least now I know where the problem is, but what am I supposed to do about the belief in good and evil? Let me go off in another direction first, and then we'll come back here. This meditation that I had revealed to me, really in an instant, in a flash, that people are believing that there are yet 4 months to the harvest. People are believing that, well, someday when I leave this plane of existence, someday when I drop this body, someday when I pass away, I will awaken on the other side in heaven. And this is not necessarily true. That again is the belief in two. Well, there's this world and there's heaven over there somewhere. Well, I'm not sure what it is. I know people have had near-death experiences and they have come back to tell us it's beautiful. All of this comes under the belief of good and evil. Well, there's an evil world and there's a good one. And I'm going to get to that good one of these days. Well, in 4 months. Which possibly means 4 years, 40 years, or 400 years. In God, you live and move and have your being. In the allness of God. The allness of God is what you dwell in and what dwells in you. One. 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 That means you are sitting, dwelling in the center of heaven now. I say, look again. If you hear that statement and you really catch this, the mind's going to be somewhat in shock. Because you should have the conscious awareness of heaven. You should be living, moving, breathing, talking, sleeping, walking in heaven. Heaven's not a someday experience. It's not 4 months from now. I, within you, say, look again. The only thing preventing you from seeing heaven, from the experience of heaven here and now, is this mind belief of good and evil, of two. And now, because we are going to be moving into the thunder of silence, let us look at just two paragraphs, which I found yesterday really helped with this. And we're going to start at the beginning, but I couldn't resist this. Okay, here we go. Right where we are is the very kingdom of God. See, that's what we're talking about. Look again. All that is in heaven is on earth. But whether we find earth a heaven or a hell depends upon whether we are seeing the earth through spiritual or through material vision. When I, within you, say look again, I mean look with spiritual discernment, not with the mind. The change that you need, the change that needs to happen, is you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to find this thing called spiritual eyes, spiritual discernment, and come out from the mind's belief of good and evil. That's the only change that needs to take place. When that change takes place, your world will be transformed. Now that's the promise. Do we believe God? Or do we believe the mind that says, well, it's going to take 6 months, it's going to take 4 months, 2 weeks, 1 week, 1 year, 15 years, 20? I say, look again, but look with spiritual discernment. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Does that say anything about 4 months? I say, look again. Now, to continue, we look at the creations of God, because that's what we dwell in. We look at the creations of God through the instrument of the mind. The belief of good and evil. We look at God through a belief in good and evil. And the forms we see take on the color and complexion of the mind interpreting them. In other words, well, today's a good day, but tomorrow's bad. Today's a beautiful, sunny, good weather day, or tomorrow's horrible. Well, you know, I used to love her, but something happened to our relationship. Well, my body was nice when it was 30, but now at 50, it's not so good. Well, my finances were good until we entered that recession. You see? And so do we live and move and have a conscious awareness of God? No, we live and move in our mind, never experiencing that which we are dwelling in. When a person comes to me and says, I have a diseased body, or I have a sick mind, or I have an empty pocketbook, he is beholding creation, perfect creation, through limited, finite, material sense. But if we can ignore what the person is seeing, feeling, and experiencing, and realize that our mind is but an interpreter, and if we can become sufficiently still so that the true picture can be revealed, then out of the silence we may hear, Thou art my child, my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased, or this very place is the kingdom of God. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Or, all that I have is thine. In other words, there comes an assurance from within, from that I, that this scene, as mortal sense interprets it, is incorrect. And in the silence, what is actually there is revealed to us. A person struggling with a problem is judging by appearances, but ladies and gentlemen, the appearances are not out there. The appearances are in the mind of good and evil. And so the appearance must be met within. He is judging by appearances, and his mind is interpreting his world in the light of prenatal conditioning, environment, education, and later, personal experiences. Whereas, when the mind interprets the scene through the pure activity of soul, all judgment is set aside while we wait in the silence. Father, I have no judgment. I await your judgment. And in such humility, spiritual vision illumines the scene. Now, he said that much better than I can. So, back to where we left off. What do we do about this belief of good and evil? And that's what he just told us. We find a place where we can be by ourselves. We center ourselves as we did before this talk. We get quiet. We recognize this is a belief in good and evil. It's right here in the mind. It's not my belief. It's a universal belief. But God did not create a belief. Therefore, it is nothingness. I'm going to set that aside. Now, Father, reveal what is really here. Let your spirit flow in and form itself as the body of my life, my finances, my relationships, my health, my living experience. Father, let your spirit flow in and form itself. I will be still. I will listen. Father, thy spirit. And in this silence, God speaks and the earth melts. But now we understand it's not an earth out there. Do you know there is no earth out there? Your consciousness is infinite. Therefore, the earth that you think you see is within your consciousness. And God, when Spirit moves through your consciousness, the earth right there dissolves. And when the earth dissolves, when the earth melts, Spirit is revealed. And we open our eyes and suddenly there's a healing. A coincidence. I was in the right place and that person offered me employment. They came to me and apologized and said it was their fault. And I was forced to admit that I had a part in it too. But now we have reconciled. I don't know what happened. I woke up and the pain was gone. It's a miracle. No, we are not practicing principles to heal something out there. We are practicing principles to become still inside so that Spirit flows through us, dissolves this belief in good and evil, and we become aware of that which is. In Him you live and move and have your being, and God in you. That is oneness. And the meditation and the practicing of the principle is so that you may become aware of that which is, so that your eye may become single, your EYE, eye, may become single, and you will see God everywhere and in everything, including you. And when your eye is single, your whole body shall be full of light. The body of your life, the body of your experience, shall be full of light. You will dwell in heaven here and now, which you do now, except after this meditation, you will dwell in it consciously. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. God is light, and in God there is no belief in good and evil. You say there is yet 4 months to the harvest. I say, look again. And this is an inner experience. It's not a statement to be memorized. It's not a statement to repeat over and over. It's not a statement that someone said 2,000 years ago. It's an inner experience. The eye of you says, look again. And this experience comes within you when you have fulfilled the conditions. And the conditions are these. Stop fighting or trying to change something on the outer plane. You cannot meet a problem on the level of the problem. And the first thing is to stop that activity. That's one. Two, you turn within yourself and recognize this is the mind, a belief in the mind of good and bad. And trying perpetually to change the bad into good. And trying in the wrong place, out there. No, this is in the mind, and here is where it must be met. And step two, I remember now, is to recognize it's a belief. Not my belief, it's been around forever. But it's not God's belief either. That which God did not make was not made. And so this belief was never made out there. It's just floating around here in the mind. but I see it for what it is. I know I cannot correct an illusion, and so I'm going to drop it. Now I'm centered within myself. Step 3. Father, what is really here? What do you see? Not my beliefs, but your perception. Spiritual discernment, reveal yourself. I will be still and listen. Speak. Thy Son heareth. And then we are still. And step 4 is we rest in that inner spirit and allow spirit to flow in through us and form itself. And then we get up, we look around. Spirit has revealed its harmony, its grace, its beauty, its joy, which is our eternal resting place. That is what we live and move and have our being in. Let this be your inner experience. The mind says, there are yet 4 months to the harvest, but I, Spirit of God, the presence within you, say, look again. This should be your experience in the days to come. Look again. Look again. Look again. It is I. Be not afraid. Look again. I am here. Look again. Fear not. I am with you. Look again. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Look again. It is I. Thank you, and may you have this experience and look again.